Hey guys, and welcome back to Feathers. I am so excited to be here. I did not know that I would be here or not. This is just a short promo for what we're calling season two. And I am so excited to be back. So I really was not sure when we finished off with that flying lessons episode, whether we were coming back or not. I just really did not know what God was going to do. I was like, God, is this it? Was this just for a season? That this was just, you know, we capped off with that flying lessons. Maybe that was just a package deal. And then it was ready to move on, time to move on. And then just through the summer, I just kept getting confirmation that I really should move forward. And at the time, I noticed something that Michael Hyatt does with his podcast. And there's some other people that do with their podcasts. And that is seasons. So just like a TV show has a certain number of episodes per season, and then they take a break, film some more, and then release another season, I could do the same thing with my podcast. So yes, it was for a season, but it was season one and we're coming back for season two, y'all. I am so excited. So I really want to just say it's 3 weeks. You just got to wait. So this is your promo. 3 weeks. You get another new Feathers episode where you're not just hearing me talk. August 11th. So mark it down. I've actually already recorded one of the episodes. I'll go ahead and tell you it's Becky Keefe. I've got Logan Wolfram that heads up the Allume conference, and she actually has a book coming out soon. Emily Freeman, she's written several books and blogs at Chatting at the Sky. Crystal Evans Hurst, she runs a blog and also a podcast. Kate Battistelli, she is coming on. I'm really excited about some of the folks coming on. Just so excited. So what I wanted to tell you was, I guess, a little tiny faith story, feather story about, you know, just walking in obedience, even in this podcast. So it's like a metadata of the podcast. So really, when we took a break, I really honestly did not know whether we were going to come back. But as it turns out, God, of course, knew the timing. He knew just what I needed this summer. Our family actually hosted several get-togethers for our youth group and for birthday parties and different things this summer. So I love hosting and it's so much fun, but I've just realized it just takes a lot of time and a lot of just thought, brain power, you know, to be able to host for quite a few people. And so that was one thing going on. It was birthday season. My husband turned 40, so we had that going on. But the big thing really was that I work full time. I think we've talked about that in other episodes, but I work full time. But my work has been a little crazy this summer. I've had to do some backup for a couple people that have been on vacation. And also we had this, I'm in IT, so we had this process that's broke, basically is the easiest way to say it. And it runs at 6:30 in the morning and at 9 o'clock at night. And I would have to check on it every single morning and every single evening. And sometimes during the evening, I would have to like get it going and it would take a few times. And the thing about this podcast is I record a lot of my episodes in the evenings, right at 9 o'clock. Like my calendar slot starts at 9 PM. And so every single night for several weeks, I was having to do this. So I just think God just knew. He is so in the details. He knew that I was going to have to do that, knew it would just totally stress me out having to think about that. I would not even have the slots, not even know if I should offer the slots at 9 p.m. And the other thing was that people were not, even though they were willing to come on the podcast, a lot of them had their own stuff going on this summer. So I didn't have a lot of yeses, even if I had wanted to continue it. And the really cool thing is I really felt God beginning to open up again and, you know, to basically, you know, throw the fishing net out there and see if anybody would be willing to come on. And I actually had three people the last week before all this. The last week, three people said yes in one day and booked, which is pretty amazing. I mean, it's not, let me tell you, it's not an easy thing to do all the booking for a podcast. And then I had one who scheduled with me at the last minute. She said, can you meet tomorrow? And it ended up being 1 hour after we put in a fix to our code so that that process that was failing every night at 9 was fixed. So all that stuff that I was doing every single night at 9 o'clock, we fixed it. And an hour later, that was when my interview was scheduled, the first one back for season two. So it was like just perfect timing. It actually also was on my birthday that I got to record that one. So that was like a birthday gift for me, being able to do the first interview back for the podcast. So, you know, guys, I mean, just this is God's podcast. This is what God wants to do, and He is working it all out, and He knows that I work full time. He knows what I have to do, and yet He is still making a way for this to happen, and I am, like I said, I'm so excited. So yes, we're coming back. I've got some vacation left. We got 3 weeks. August 11th, we'll be back. So hope you guys are finishing out your summer well, and we'll see you back in 3 weeks.